First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody. Oh, yeah. We have so much to talk about. We can't get to any of it until we say what's up to our Atlanta family there. Hey, everybody.
What's up, y'all?
What's up? Now, Portia is out today, but it's okay because we have the lovely and talented Jessie Wu in with us. We love it, Jessie Wu. All right, now the 2010s are almost over, and we're continuing our trip down memory lane. It's a crazy decade, and I want to talk about 2015, some of the craziest, funniest, juiciest stories of the year 2015. Now, in the last episode, Chewy and I played a game, Frank's favorite game.
Head to head, baby.
Why don't you say it?
Who dat?
Who dat?
And today, Jesse, Gary, and Brad will compete in a new version of the game with photos from 2015, of course. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Who dat?
Well, we got some crazy categories today, and we're going to start with the biggest oops of the year. Now, first up, Steve Harvey caused quite a stir when he made a mistake while hosting the 2015 Miss Universe pageant. Chewy, my Spanish to English translator, what's this lady's name?
Arianda Gutierrez.
Thank you, sir. Now, she thought she had won the title Miss Universe, but then had her crown yapped up as host Steve Harvey said he had made a terrible mistake. He said, Oh, I have to apologize. Miss Columbia was the first runner-up. Holding up that card that contained the official results. Now, the real winner was Miss Philippines, Pia Alonzo Wurzbach, who looked astonished by the sudden turn of events. It was televised all around the world, including on the Fox Network in the United States.
So here's how Colombians looked in that moment. Yeah!
Uh-huh. Bye!
Has Steve Harvey ever made that mistake again, like when he's hosting Family Feud? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. The White family won.
If he did, it was edited.
Okay.
Speaking of white families, we got Rachel Dolezal. Now, this one was big. Now, Rachel was the president of the NAACP chapter in Spokane, Washington at the time, and she had to resign after she lied about her race. Now, Dolezal's parents, who are like mad white, like I'm talking ranch dressing.
Yes.
Mayonnaise.
Yes.
I'm talking raisins in the potato salad.
No.
Yo, they blew her spot and said Rachel was not even 1% black and even referred to herself as a transracial woman.
Oh, right.
Wow.
I like that.
Listen, I too am a transracial woman.
You
when
are.
When it's time to get a ticket, arrested, take my credit.
Yes.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too, woo.
Yes.
So between these two people, who y'all think had the biggest oops of 2015?
Gotta be Rachel Dolezal.
It has to be because she angered an entire community, and she was like head of the, you know,
NAACP.
Like she was speaking for a group of people who she should not speak.
I mean, but back then, I mean, coming out as transracial.
Transracial.
That wasn't a thing as far as, you know, feeling like you were born something else. I think now, today, if she were to come out and say something
like
that,
you
have to accept it. Now,
no, I'm not accepting no white woman with box braids telling me she a Negro woman. I'm sorry.
Come on, we have a ton of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about the worst nanny scandal of 2015. Now, remember the drama when the hot nanny homewrecker, Christine Ozunian, this Christine allegedly came in between Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. And we all love them as a couple. Jennifer Garner, everybody loves her. So allegedly, Ben had an affair with Christine during his marriage with Jen, which caused them to split. But then Jen refuted those claims, stating they were long broken up before the news came out that he may have had an affair with a nanny. Here's what I don't understand, women. I don't get it. You can trust your partner all day long. Why are we hiring hot nannies?
Have you ever seen Arnold Schwarzenegger's old maid?
No.
Well, but still, it was she.
They had a baby together, bro.
Yeah, that's
true.
He's still smashed.
Sometimes you just want new.
or whatever's open late.
New. You just want the new.
I mean, but can we also chalk it up to that's how babysitters kind of look in certain areas? Like, you in Hollywood, that's, chicks is kind of
that. Do look like this. Yeah, it's true.
All right, speaking of nannies, we have Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale, who also had issues with the help.
Yeah, man.
Allegedly, Gwen's ex, Gavin, cheated on Gwen with their kid's nanny, Mindy Mann. This nanny, if you remember way back in the day, she started dressing exactly like Gwen Stefani. Like, you'd see him out, and she'd have the exact same clothes
on. Like the cradle.
Yes.
No way,
it's
bro.
That Lifetime movie type. I ain't
crazy.
Got time for
Gwen uncovered the 3-year affair when she saw nude photos of the nanny on his iPad.
No! Yep.
So she saw it on her son's iPad. That iPad was linked to Gavin's phone.
See, that's why you don't trust people. I don't trust nobody. So that's like me hiring a queen, honey, to come be my interior decorator. No. You ain't coming in my damn house. Period. Mm. No.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Moving on to one of the feistiest feuds of the year. First up, Drake versus Meek Mill. Okay? Ooh. This beef was probably one of the most memorable of 2015. It all started with a tweet, as many rap beefs go nowadays. Meek claimed Drake used a ghostwriter for all of his raps, and this set it off. Drake was not pleased with the accusation and took no time responding with not one, but two diss tracks called Charged Up and Back to Back.
I would think Meek Mill kind of came out on top of that situation. Not necessarily from a rap standpoint, but Drake wanted Nicki Minaj the whole time. Rapped about it a lot, and Meek actually had Nicki Minaj.
Right. Wow. Well, the thing is, fast forward to today, there's been a lot of tea that's been shed that she was playing them both against each other. So now it's actually good that they both kind of, put make music together, and now she happy. And so really, everybody won. Okay, y'all, then on to the next feud between 2015 MTV VMA host Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj. Yes. This one was epic. Miley ignited her feud with Nicki when she told reporters she didn't approve of Nicki's feud with fellow VMA nominee Taylor Swift, calling the Anaconda rapper not too kind. Nicki, taking note of the shade, came back at Miley during her acceptance speech for Best Hip-Hop Video at the VMAs. Nicki called out Miley for speaking to the press, yelling the infamous Miley, what's good, in front of the audience.
But during Nicki Minaj's speech, I remember that because I was at that awards show, and we were in our seats like, yo, Nicki's gonna go get her. But Nicki was kind of smiling when she was saying it.
Smiling like in that way, like, I am gonna kick your ass.
Yeah, because like I remember she's like, Miley, what's good? And we're like, oh, she's about to go over there and bust her ass wide open.
Nicki's from Queens. I mean, Queens chicks definitely smile while they kicking your ass.
Well, let me make a note.
And lastly, my favorite category.
Oh, no. What could it be?
Celebrity weddings of 2000.
Oh, you're saying that ironically. You're saying that ironically.
No, it actually is. Justin Theroux proposed to Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
And had a secret wedding in their Bel Air house. But anything you do in your house, isn't that secret?
Remember this, though? It's like, no, you did this, too. You did it to me, and you made me look like a fool.
Wow.
And your wife had a wedding in your backyard, but I thought it was a backyard barbecue. You didn't say. So I'm like there in Daisy Duke jean shorts and a tank top, and I'm like, why is everybody dressed up?
No, that's what the bride had on.
Okay. Are we married?
Next, we have a Full House alum, Mary-Kate Olsen, and then 30 years old, who walked down the aisle with her longtime banker beau, Oliver Sarkozy.
Yep. Mm.
Then 47 years old. Now, they invited about 50 people to their wedding, family and friends. The festivities held at their Manhattan home. Nice. According to the source, it was very small and lovely. This marriage that creeped me out in 2015, because he just looks like a weirdo.
The creepier thing is when you see a picture of her and him walking down the sidewalk in New York City with his daughter.
Yikes.
Who's taller than Ashley. No. And you're like,
he's a 17-year age difference, but I mean, she looks younger than she is, and he looks way older than he is. So
right.
It's like,
well, in that picture,
does the daughter live with them too?
I think so.
Oh, it's like so. It's a full house.
Thank you. Okay. Well done. Up next, we're gonna test your celebrity knowledge by playing a game called Who Dat. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, 2015 was the year of some of the catchiest songs and videos, and The Weeknd couldn't feel his face, and Justin Bieber didn't know what you meant.
Oh.
All right, now just to see how everybody's memory is about the year 2015, this little game we want to play, and I like to call it Who Dat. Oh. Now, I'm going to show you a few pictures from 2015, and you're going to have to figure out which celebs' faces are blurred. Now, if it gets a little hard, I could dole out a clue, and we'll figure it out. The person with the highest amount of points wins the game. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Now, Jesse, it's your first time playing a game with us. It gets very competitive in this room. All right?
I'm ready.
Now, take a look at this picture. Who is that singing their heart away in this video? Garrett.
Brand.
Negative.
The Weeknd.
No.
That would be Adele.
That is correct, bro. All right, moving on. Kim and Kanye are trying to get by this person who is on the floor. Who that?
Wendy Williams. First.
Blue Ivy.
Negative.
Excuse me?
That looks like a whole adult on the floor right there. Yeah, that's not Blue Ivy.
Taylor Swift.
Negative. Close, though. Rat for the Steel.
Hey, Perry.
No.
Rihanna.
Negative.
Hell no.
Not with that skin.
Hell no.
And Ginger Spites. And just right back in the
None of the gingers. This person also got snatched. With her movie mom, Goldie Hawn.
Lawrence, what's her name that just got married?
Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah.
Wrong. Her name rhymes with Gamey Tumor.
Amy Schumer!
Bitch, you gotta call Amy Schumer. I rang the bell. You're not supposed to holler it out.
The point is 1-1. She said it, and so the point is 1-1. There we go.
Okay.
This person clearly doesn't want to hear it anymore.
Drake!
That's correct, Jesse. Jesse now has 2 points. All right, now, this person right here definitely doesn't play along when it comes to the family business. Who that? I'll give you a clue. It's not Kwame.
Is this a music video?
Negative. But she does come from a musical family on TV. She has 3 cubs.
Sarabi.
Sarabi?
I'm sorry.
Who is the Sarabi you speak
of? Lion King.
Negative. No. But you're on the right track when you talk about that particular animal, and this person on that show. She also has the same famous last name as a person who makes Muppets. She once had a thing for a baby boy.
Taraji P. Henson!
Yeah! Okay, now here we go, moving on to the next person. She's been known to dance with a shark or two. Yes, Jesse.
Katy Perry!
That is correct. The clue would have been Gary kissed her, and he didn't like it.
And I would have got that one.
All right, now this next question is worth 5 points. Whoever gets this one correct wins the entire game. Who was rocking his dad bod in 2015?
Jay-Z!
Young Jeezy?
Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z? Nah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
Negative. This dude is known for pulling models.
I know who he is. It's Aaron. That's that girl. Daddy. That's Lisa Bonet, daddy. Lenny Kravitz.
No.
Dude from Titanic.
Will that be acceptable as an answer?
Dude from Titanic.
We need an actual name.
No, dude from Titanic.
This person once had sex with a bear in a movie.
He played Jack in Titanic. Please, let me get it. Please.
His name rhymes with
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's correct. Rat came through from behind, stole the show. Wears the crowd and gets it popping.
Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody else that are losers in here. You know what I'm saying? And congratulations to all our beautiful people that we showed and displayed with their dad bots. And I want to thank the producers. And I want to thank Head Crack for giving those amazing clues.
You was there.
I'm leaving.
All right, y'all. Coming up, we'll take you back to one of football's biggest scandals. All that plus more. So don't you move. We'll be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Frank!
Whoa, yeah. You can almost cut the excitement with a knife. Okay, the biggest white liar of 2015 is surprisingly not Rachel Dolezal. It has to be one of these guys. And first off, we got Tom Brady and Deflategate.
Yep. Oh,
yes. Yeah. Allegedly, Brady and the New England Patriots had taken some air out of the balls when they played the Indianapolis Colts. Apparently, yeah, supposed to make it easier to catch.
Absolutely.
That's how Tom liked it.
They went on to win that game, beat the Colts, and the Patriots were fined $1 million. They lost 2 draft picks, and Tom Brady was suspended for the first 4 games of the 2016 season. Did it even matter? Not really, because they went on and won the Super Bowl that season.
That organization can get away with anything. All right, another big white liar is reporter Brian Williams, the NBC new anchor. Claimed he was shot down in a helicopter over Iraq in Berlin when the wall came down.
Okay.
And during Hurricane Katrina, he said that he saw a body floating past his hotel.
It's almost like a stolen valor. I was in a helicopter in Iraq and it was shot down, and you weren't? How dare you, Brian Williams?
But that's like the definition of white privilege, being able to lie your ass off on TV and getting another job like
that. Yeah, right.
Come on, y'all.
A Chewy Martinez would be done.
Yeah.
You're not.
I'd be selling elotes on the corner of the... elotes, elotes,
elotes. All right, guys, I know you love this. It's time for...
Smash Alert!
What the fashion? Well,
alert.
You can decide, Chewy, whether you'd smash her or not. I want to start with Heidi Klum at the Emmys,
yes.
2015. The model and Project Runway host wore this little yellow number. Now, a lot of stars have multiple looks at the Emmys.
Okay.
But Heidi Klum looks like she just decided to wear everything all at once.
She looks great, y'all. Come on.
The dress is ridiculous.
She looks like a mannequin after Black Friday at Walmart.
Oh, like they just shredded her dress?
Yeah, it's like, I want the dress!
And next up is Britney Spears. She's had many fashion moments at the MTV Awards, but in 2015, she slithered.
Wore a sausage casing.
Into the super tight spark. No, if I wore that, I would look like a sausage casing.
No, you would look amazing like in that, Heidi.
Thank you, Chewy.
Yeah, man.
Now, you were at this award show.
I was.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, she looked like a robot. But she was just like, hi.
Because you guys have never had to wear dresses where you're like, even if it's long, if it's too tight at the bottom.
Yeah, you don't wear a dress either.
I'm supposing that it's still like this for girls when you
fake
just...
news.
Well, also, 2015 VMAs, we got a What the Fashion 2-for-1. Amber Rose and Blac Chyna, the former besties, rocked matching outfits with the most common slurs written graffiti style. They were taking back the power of derogatory terms because these are words that I guess they had been called. And so they were like, you know what, we're going to make an outfit out of it and own it.
They've never been hotter.
You think this, with all the words on the outfit, make the outfit hotter?
Oh, I'm like,
I think so.
Gold digger hoe bitch. I'm like, damn.
Damn, I want her.
That's your time.
Hell yeah. That's in my vows.
Hell yeah. Stripper gold digger bitch.
Are you gold digger hoe bitch?
I gold digger hoe bitch. Take you ass.
That was my wife's wedding gown right there.
Oh, I feel so empowered.
All right, if you need more fashion, you won't believe your eyes. When we come back, you guys stay tuned.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, darling.
Now the time has come, honey, to finish our countdown for 2015 with a wrap-up of the biggest dish debate of the year.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Brad, honey. Do you guys remember the great viral debate about a dress, y'all, that sent everyone to the eye doctor because, honey, no one could figure out whether it was blue, black, or white, or gold? Well, honey, the mystery was solved, and it turns out the dress from retailer Roman Originals was actually blue and black in color. But what color do you guys see?
I see white and gold.
No.
You literally see white and gold.
I actually see a white and gold dress.
No, seriously.
I don't even understand how y'all can see a blue and black dress.
No, you see blue and black.
I do see blue and black. Y'all don't see blue and black?
I see caramel, honey, and teal.
Caramel and teal? What the f*** is wrong with y'all?
That is a caramel of color.
It's gold and white.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
It's gold. Okay.
Y'all being for real?
No, for real, for real.
Yeah, I'm for real.
Like, even if I turn my screen different, it's white and gold.
It's white and gold.
No.
Somebody in this room has glaucoma. We're going to get down to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Caramel and what'd you say?
Caramel and violet.
Even if I cover up one eye and try to see big, you know, like, because I am wearing contacts myself. But no, like, every time out, white and gold is what I see.
But I will be honest with y'all. The other day when I was dressing for work, I have to go outside to look at the colors.
What color is that sweater?
This sweater is more of a, I thought it was more of a tan, but then when I could put
That's a red sweater,
Gary. Damn, damn red.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.